The defending state champion Paonia Eagles wrestling team is again favored to claim the Class 2A title in February. The team is already on a roll. Paonia placed first at the Warrior Classic tournament at Central High School in December, and last Saturday, Paonia earned 5 championship titles and 257 points to win the Montrose Invitational. Josh Altman claimed the title at 106 pounds. In the upper weights, Will Austin, Tyler Kendall, Joel Siminer, and heavyweight Tony Darling went undefeated for the title. Returning state champion Jesse Reed is back on the mat after sustaining a knee injury in the final football game of the season. Reed expects to make a full recovery. In his first week back, the 120-pound sophomore was number one in on-the-mat rankings. Reed defeated fourth-ranked Jeremiah Banuelos of Montrose by a 4-3 decision in the semifinals and lost by a 6-1 decision to undefeated Trenton Pyatt of Olathe to place second at Montrose. The host Montrose Indians placed in 8 weight classes and finished third with 142 points. Two wrestlers, 113-pound junior Emmanuel Sandoval and 160-pounder Marcus Velasquez, placed first for the Indians. It was the third tournament win for Velasquez, who was excited to be named the tournament's outstanding wrestler in the upper weights for the first time.
Yeah, it feels pretty great. It's the first one I've ever gotten. Always a tough tournament. Finally came up on top.
Velasquez, a senior whose record includes 6th and 4th place finishes at state, is now 20-1 and ranked first in state on the mat rankings. Montrose defeated Pueblo West 48-28 last week. They wrestled this week at Alameda High School. Delta had a 50-23 dual win against Rifle on Thursday. They placed 10th overall at the 48-team Tournament of Champions in Vernal, Utah. The Panthers compete at Alamosa this weekend. There are several opportunities to catch some local wrestling action in the coming days. Hotchkiss duels at Paonia tonight at 6, and Cedar Edge hosts Paonia Friday night at 6. The annual Paonia Mixed Duels and Screaming Eagle Tournament will take place on January 25th and 26th. Also on January 25th, Hotchkiss hosts Olathe at 6 p.m. And switching to basketball, Lane Clausen had 12 rebounds, and Josiah Spano scored 25 points in Paonia's recent 66-59 win over Rangeley. Mandy Bushta scored 18 points in the Lady Eagles' 54-35 win over Rangeley. Both teams open conference play this weekend and will host Hayden on Saturday. The girls' tip-off is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. at Paonia High School, followed by the boys' game. The Hotchkiss boys are now 7-3, and the girls are 7-2 heading into weekend play. They host conference games against Hayden Friday, with the girls' game tipping off at 6. They play Sirocco on Saturday, starting at 4. Ridgeway hosts Mancos Friday night. Montrose is at Grand Junction. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your local sports report.